Hello all, I'm Ashley Doyle, your host of today's podcast done from my home studio. Today's topic of discussion is the impact of technology and social media in our society's daily lives. I'll be diving deeper to see the opinions of others and myself, whether there are more negative or positive impacts on the people with using technology and social media frequently. I am currently a 17-year-old girl living in a world where technology dominates. Growing up in the early 2000s, I didn't have nearly as much technology as I did throughout middle school and high school, but it was still advanced. I got my first iPod around 5th grade and my first iPhone in 7th grade, and it was then I first hit the social media scene. The ages from middle school through high school are crucial for a girl and their self-confidence, and having social media play such a big role in mine and everyone else my age was definitely a struggle. Every day, I was reminded of models and people doing a new diet or only eating certain things to maintain a body or looking a certain way. And as a teenager, I struggled with my self-image. Now, even though I've had some issues with self-confidence due to how social media had beauty standards set so high, I can see how there are also perks to technology and social media in other ways. Going to Mercy High School, I used an iPad for a lot of my studies and school, which I believe helped me. With technology not only helping my schooling, it also helped me stay in touch with my family and friends through social media. So personally, I think where technology is bad and social media can sometimes be harmful to mental health, I think it also can, if properly used, be helpful. Today I have with me my oldest brother Ryan, who is 23 and a college graduate, here to talk about his opinion on the positives and negatives of social media and technology in our daily lives. Ryan, how do you think technology has personally affected you?
Since I haven't been in the workforce and have only been in education in various levels, technology has improved my life in terms of organization, prioritization, and multitasking for school tasks. When used properly, technology allows for a higher level of productivity than was ever possible before.
Mm-hmm. And how do you think that social media has affected you, good or bad?
Social media, I'd say, is a neutral with a bad tilt slightly and a good tilt slightly. The slight bad tilt is that mostly in terms of time wasting, the rest is more personal choices when you kind of delve into more vapid things. But then for the slight good tilt is that you're able to reconnect with people on a level that you had not been able to before. Friends I haven't heard from in years, you can just reach out with push of a button.
Yes, yes. Thank you for your time. Our next guest is my mother, Miss Doyle, a college graduate and now a mother of four, here to tell us her thoughts on technology and social media in our society. Miss Doyle, how has technology affected you?
I think technology has been very, very helpful since the beginning. When it first started being really accessible to me as a mom running a household, or just as a parent, all the different levels that my kids have gone through as far as, you know, different grade levels and on into college. It's a great tool for communication and makes things much easier.
And how do you think that social media has affected you on that technology side?
At first, I would say I didn't really like the social media side of it just because of the kids. But then, especially now during, you know, times when we're all inside this quarantine, I think it's nice, especially for churches and, you know, families being able to keep in touch with one another with pictures and that sort of thing.
Well, thank you for your time and your answers. Today we discuss the positive and negatives of technology and social media in our everyday society. Like with most things that can be taken negatively, there are some positives to technology and social media we see in the use of our daily lives.
Tune in next time for a podcast on keeping up with your mental health during quarantine. Thank you for listening.